Hi, this is a dictation for Mutahar Amari. M-U, T like Tom, A-H-A-R. Last name is A-M-A-R-I. Date of birth 2-2-1965. Date of accident 8-29-2025. Date of service 2-13-2026. Mr. Mutahar Amari was last seen on 12-4-2025 and he did not come last month. And he comes intermittently when he feel like. Last initial visit was on 9-30-2025 and the second visit was on 12-4-2025. Reluctantly, we are taking him back to see him. He reports today that his headaches are all gone. His pain in the left shoulder is completely gone and he is able to do all the work lifting and moving the left shoulder perfectly well. There are no pain in the neck, no pain in the lower back. And he also reports no pain in the knees at all. At this time, patient has only one issue left, is pain in the right shoulder, which is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he can move up to 90 degrees of abductions and also flexion. He has a slight weakness of the right shoulder. He reports a pain in the right shoulder area anteriorly, posteriorly. And he do not want any injections. He is looking for some physical therapy still. And pain level remains around 5 to 6. And no radiation, no numbness, tingling are reported to the extremities. And the patient has been slightly non-compliant. Other than that, please review the record for ADL, which is 6. Recovery until now is 50%, ADLs, system review, and additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 168 over 170, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. General review, patient is a gentleman who is 6 feet 2 inches, 196 is the weight, blood pressure is 168 over 117, pulse 70, pulse ox is 100. He is walking reasonably well, no antalgic gait, and his hydration is good, and he's not in any pain phases or any other issues. No anxiety or lethargy is noticed. And he's walking without any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is completely normal. The neurological examination, musculoskeleton is all normal. Musculoskeleton examination for the cervical spine was found to be completely normal. Thoracic spine completely normal. Lumbar spine completely normal. No tender spot, no muscle spasm. And no paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed. Range of motion of all the spine is normal. Cervical spine, forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30. Bilateral rotation is 30. All the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine are negative. SI joint is non-tender, all negative. Extremities. All the extremities are completely normal except the right shoulder. Left shoulder is completely normal with normal range of motion. A normal appearing shoulder, no tender spots, no muscle spasms. The Hawken-Kennedy test, empty beer can test, speed test, near test are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. No motor weakness is noticed. The right shoulder, however, has motor power of 4x5. Maximum abduction and forward flexion is 90 degrees. Positive Hawken-Kennedy test is noticed. Positive near test speed test is noticed. And positive anterior posterior apprehension test is noticed. Other than that, rest of the exam is normal. And diagnoses are going to remain the same. Plan is to provide the patient following medications after reviewing his maps and previous drug screen. Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, Ultram 50 mg twice a day for PRN for pain, Elevel 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder, and pain relief. Neurontin is provided for nerve pain and headaches, and lidocaine for topical pain relief. Is to continue physical therapy once a week only for right shoulder area. As the rest of the areas have healed up, he is released to a regular duty with no restriction, and that'll be the end of dictation. He'll be seen in 30 days, and again, he was advised about the injection treatment that he is not wanting. An MRI for the left shoulder was present in the file, which was ordered earlier on October 23rd, 2025, but that was positive for supraspinatus infraspinatus sprain and partial tear of anterior supraspinatus tendon and subscapular tendon sprain and bicipital tendon sprain. But all of this seems like has healed up. We do not have the right shoulder MRI. The patient was advised, and if his pain is not better by next month, an MRI for the right shoulder will be ordered. Thank you. We have obtained a drug screen for today to make sure his toxicology is negative for street drugs. Thank you.